president of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, he was one, that is Dr. Allende, was one of the purest and noblest figures of contemporary political life, who was infinitely devoted to people and gave his life without hesitancy for them. The fascist coup, that means where the military takes over by force in Chile, killed not only Salvador Allende, but tens of thousands of other Democrats, even people who thought they were safe, middle-of-the-roaders, who didn't stand for anything. The dictatorship turned Chile into nothing less than a torture chamber, abolished all political and social freedoms, and aroused the wrath and indignation of the civilized world. Imperialist nations claim that the socialist countries are supposedly destabilizing the situation in Africa. To the imperialist, said Vassell Guisenkopf, by the way, all news will be studied on blackboards in the second pavilion to be prepared for your testing this evening. Be sure you have them there. Read them and study them thoroughly. This means first and foremost that they continue as before to exploit the African people unhindered. However, the clock of history cannot be stopped. The African countries are decisively breaking away from old concepts and fighting against neo-colonialist domination. Remember to this man that is our guest here. You speak to him very warmly, glad that he's here, and say that you love the United States, but you love this place much, much better. Also say that you're concerned that something like happened to Kennedy will happen to President Carter. Say it's so much better because in the city back there were gangs and there was dope. We don't have any of that here. There was muggings and you had to be the tough guy. You weren't considered like you were in the crowd unless you could break into a business place or rob somebody. And so good to be freed of that old image. Whereas here the image of the community is the one who performs in school and does his duties in school the best. Be sure that all children are taught that by their instructors, supervisors, and parents quickly. As I said, however, the clock of history cannot be stopped. The African countries are decisively breaking away from old concepts and fighting against neo-colonialist domination and making progressive social reforms. The Soviet Union takes the firm position that resources and without hindrance determine the direction of their own development. The USSR strongly advocates that Africans should solve all matters between governments exclusively by political means at the negotiation tables and without the use of force, because if force is used, the Soviet Union says it will definitely lead to nuclear hell. It is in full agreement with the decision of the Organization of African Unity. That's the organization that binds all African nations together. Be sure you know your languages today, practice on them so that you could say them to the man. It'll impress him, the knowledge that you have. I would just name African nations without going into the politics of it. I would just name as many African nations and the doctrine of people of three worlds and say why you don't agree with it. Because it is based on the inevitability of nuclear war. but show as much news as you can. Have the teachers rehearsing them now. Anyway, the Soviet Union said it is in full agreement with the decision of the Organization of African Unity in this regard. These are the underlying principles of the Soviet Union in its policy towards the situation in the Horn of Africa. The Soviet Union is for the immediate establishment of stable peace and good relations in this region. Peace must be based on withdrawing territorial claims, the principle of mutual respect for sovereignty. In each other's internal affairs, the Soviet Union wants to help establish friendly, good neighborly relationships precisely on that basis, as the Soviet Union is the avant-garde. Now, of course, what you're greeting along to the gentleman will be just, "I want peace in all the languages." Use that phrase, "We want peace," or it means greetings of peace. So get the school children together so that some of them can be placed, that they can tell them greetings of peace in Swahili and in French and in Portuguese and in Spanish and in Greek and also in Italian and also in Chinese and the Soviet Union's, the Russian language. I don't think I left out anyone. Anyway, the Soviet Union expresses its confidence in further strengthening the mutually profitable cooperation between Mother Russia and Ethiopia. There is evidence that imperialists have not abandoned any of their attempts to impose their rule on the African people, said Radio Moscow. France still uses the guillotine that chops off heads when they find someone, give someone the death sentence, and other methods of capital punishment. For 4 years, the government has debated in Parliament over the question of this barbaric treatment of cutting people's heads off by capital punishment. The president did promise the reform, but there seems to be no tremendous pressure with the silent majority not to have this law before the parliament. It is feared that if the repeal is passed, that this great number of people would take the law in their own hands with guns and produce their own form of capital punishment. In the last 10 years in France, armed crime has risen by 100%. One reason is said to be the vast amount of weapons still left over by the Algerian War, which are circulating within the criminal community. It is said that France is even closer to a fascist takeover than the USA. We saw how fascistic they were in the Battle of Algiers. Nicaragua experienced another day of fierce fighting in at least 5 towns yesterday as insurgents continued to battle with the National Guard, a dreaded secret society, secret police of the dictator Somoza that has been held in power by the U.S. imperialists for 45 years. They battled with the National Guard in an attempt to agitate Somoza. Martial law was imposed on the towns of Nicea and Esteli after violent clashes earlier in the day. In the second largest city of Lyon, government troops were ordered to kill the insurgents to the last man, woman, and child. It is still impossible to give accurate estimates as to how many have been murdered since the fighting broke out Saturday night with synchronized, that means organized, attacks by the insurgents, that's the people seeking freedom, which broke out across the country. Nicaragua can only be maintained by U.S. aid that is pouring in Again, our tax dollars is upholding that bloody murderer. In Nicaragua, President Somoza has sent reinforcements to the town of Nacia as fighting continues between government troops and guerrillas opposed to the fascist government. Fighting is also reported in at least two other cities. The Iranian government has begun a crackdown on officials blamed for the country's political and social unrest, as there is rebellion in every Iranian city. That's where the Shah of Iran is the dictator over that oil-rich nation. One former minister and two of his deputies have been detained on corruption charges. Other arrests have included several directors of business enterprises. Meanwhile, the Iranian Prime Minister has told the Senate that the martial law and curfew in the capital and other cities will be lifted once the situation has calmed down. The Prime Minister goes to Parliament today to ask for time and national unity in a form of vote of confidence. In foreign reaction to Iranian disturbances, security has been stepped up around the Iranian embassies all over the world, especially in Paris, where there is not only a strong fascist right wing, but a strong socialist left wing. This follows a call by French leftist organizations for a mass demonstration tonight in protest against civilian massacres in Iran. In the United States, Iranian students demonstrated last night with caps over their head because all of their families would have been killed that are living in Iran if they had been identified. They demonstrated near Camp David, where President Carter is meeting with Begin, dictator of Zionist Israel, and sellout Tom Sadat of Arab Egypt. None of the other Egyptian nations are involved, yet Israel had taken by force the West Bank of Jordan and the southern part of Lebanon, not only the Gaza Strip of Egypt. Anyway, in the United States, the Iranian students demonstrated throughout the night, protesting American support for the vicious dictator Shah's policy. In Iran, as the Prime Minister seeks a vote of confidence from Parliament, the imposition of martial law has been strongly criticized in 12 cities. From Tel Aviv. Radio Tel Aviv. In Northern Ireland, a part-time policeman has been gunned down by terrorists. Howard Donahue was off duty when three gunmen approached his home in Belfast, each firing a single shot and then fleeing the scene. He is the fifth policeman to be assassinated in Northern Ireland this year. Japanese Prime Minister Takayuki Yakuto has held talks with Saudi King Khalid. He is the first Japanese leader to make an official visit to the Arab region. The European Handball Federation has turned down a Palestinian Liberation Organization request for membership. The organization's applications had the support of all the Eastern European Bloc countries. The Soviet Union withdrew a request that the European Handball Federation expel Israel on the grounds that it is not a part of Europe. Stand by. Which is the voice of Zionist Israel, said the European Handball Federation had turned down, as I said, the PLO request for membership. The organization applications had the support of all the Eastern European Bloc countries, as well as many capitalist nations in Europe. The Soviet Union withdrew a request that the European Handball Federation expel Israel on the grounds that it is not part of Europe. Israel does seem to get more consideration than any nation on earth. How could they belong to a European Handball Federation when they're not even a part of Europe at all? A parcel containing radioactive material has been found in Tel Aviv, capital of Zionist Israel. The package was examined and found to be labeled radioactive. Since the owner was not known, the material was transferred to a nuclear plant. A lunar eclipse will be visible over Israel on Saturday night and will last 3.5 hours. Most editorials in Israeli papers are taken up by massive teacher strikes in Israel and other labor strikes, as much of the left is not going along with Begin's right-wing policies. That's the Prime Minister of Israel. Negotiations scheduled today between the teachers and the government are condemned by the National Religious Party's paper, which condemned the fact that 1 million school children are being affected by the strike action and says it is critical to minimize the damage by the speedy resumption of classes. The newspaper blames the ministers for the fact that things have reached the point of a strike. They should be reminded that the dispute is not self-contained. The government will have to carry the responsibility. The English language Jerusalem Post sees no winners in this conflict. The loser will be the 1 million Jewish school children victimized by the strike. It suggests that they call a reasonable compromise solution in the form of the maximum 15% wage increase that the striking Jewish teachers are demanding, plus increases in specific circumstances. Carter and Sadat are scheduled to continue talks today, which began last night. The Egyptian leader is expected to react to the latest USA-Israeli proposals for the future of the West Bank. The summit meetings about the Middle East is continuing at Camp David. Carter says his entire political future rests on the success of Camp David summit. A spokesman for President Carter denied that there was that there were any stalemates and said neither optimism nor pessimism was justified before the outcome of the talks. South African police have been reported to have been arrested relatives of Steve Biko, the great hero of the Black Liberation Force, who was murdered after being drugged for miles by the racist Union of South Africa police force that's upheld by U.S. imperialism and our tax dollars. The black leader, as you recall, died in police custody a year ago today. Stand by. The economy of USA going from bad to worse. According to a leading finance journal, the Manchester Guardian, as recent polls and government reports point out, the American people are worried about their economic situation. Remember tonight, your test will be just say, I'll say, write what you know about current events, and that will be the basis of whether you pass or fail. If you don't know two-thirds of all the news we've given, then that will be the line we draw off. And of course, some did not have to take the test, the last test, and they will take this one. If they pass this test, they will not take the next two tests. That's the way it'll work. Then we'll go into entertainment, and the test will be short. You don't have to have a long test to know what's in people's minds. So you grasp for the important topics. If you just mention a line or two about different news things, that's the thing to do. As I said, the American people are worried about the economic situation. Bad news is getting worse. The main popular fear of the moment seems to be inflation rather than joblessness, but that perhaps is a reflection of the Carter administration shift to focus on prices. The latest figures out of Washington justify deep concerns on both counts. Inflation in the 3 months ending June 30 ran at the annual rate of 11%, compared with 9% for the first quarter and less than 5% for the latter part of 1977. And these figures are doctored by the U.S. government. U.S. families' purchasing power was down to a 1969 level, and black family income in relation to white was lower than it had been in 20 years, according to the Bureau of the Census. Unemployment in July was back up to 6.8%, and that doesn't include those who haven't been employed for years and are on welfare, are being taken care of in institutions, or just bumming on the streets. By official reckoning, are probably twice as much than what I just gave you, to three times. Most experts say our unemployment in USA is closer to 18%. 18 out of every 100 do not have jobs. By more realistic accounting, the 400,000 people the government found to be newly employed were all youth just coming into the job market, and women. But there's more on people's minds than these immediate worries. There is also a growing uneasiness about an approaching recession, even the major breakdown of U.S. capitalism, which of course would lead to World War III or a socialist takeover. But with the generals, the mad generals of capitalism, we know it would end up in a nuclear war, World War III, like Dr. Ellsberg said, that would leave the USA nothing but a giant wasteland and a desert. The main question in the outlook says former, stand by just a moment, Fortune magazine, is how much the economy will slow down, and aiding further to the sense of insecurity is a vague awareness that something is very wrong with U.S. performance in the world economic arena, a weakness suggested by the plunging value of the dollar. Consumers have begun to act on the basis of their worries, with food prices up in July at an annual rate of 17%, housing up 22%, electricity up even 34%, and new used cars are up 29%. It's ungodly. You ought to be glad you're in the land of freedom. We should be producing this. Remember, you'll have to study all of this on the blackboards in the second pavilion, and I want it put on the blackboards immediately. Now, this is horrible. This statistic's coming from a capitalist source. Fortune is a capitalist magazine. And, as I said, they were clearly getting less goods for their money, the people are, in June and again in July for the third month in a row. The physical volume of retail sales actually declined. In some cases, consumers cut back further by reducing the number of dollars spent. Surprisingly, this was true of June purchases in food stores, suggesting that people were eating less or switching to cheaper foods. All of the phrases in the various languages must also be put on one of the blackboards in one of the school pavilions, hopefully in the second school pavilion where the news will be. Consumers also skimped that month on furniture, gasoline service, and drugstore items. They couldn't even afford their prescriptions that the doctors ordered for severe maladies that they had. And new car purchases were off in both June and July. The White House described the June price rule rises as desperate and extremely disappointing. Secretary of the Treasury Michael Blumenthal said that there were worrisome. G. William Miller, chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank system, had a more ominous observation of U.S. capitalism's fall. The continued interplay of wage and price increases, Miller said, complied with the legislation, cost in increases such as hikes in the minimum wage and Social Security system will make it more difficult to achieve any relief from underlying inflationary, that means high cost of living pressures, over the next year, if not 10 years, he can see no improvement, only decline. As some people began to brace for the kind of direct attack on their living standards implied by Miller, George Meany, in a long overdue blast, finally, the boss of capitalism, who's always been the willing servant of the ruling class, let it be known that the AFL-CIO was not going along with any nonsense about voluntary restraint on wages or wage increases with price rises while price rises are accelerating. That means speeding up. In the election year, as might be expected, the chairman of the Republican Party said, the outlook is deeply disturbing, and the administration seems paralyzed to save capitalism. For his part, Carter seemed eager to line up, to live up to his enemies' predictions, doing a good job of messing everything up. When asked by U.S. News and World Report, which is one of the more conservative magazines in the nation, and strangely enough, the one magazine that the expose in Europe showing that the CIA had infiltrated magazines showed that that conservative magazine at least had more integrity and there was no CIA controls on them. Well, when Carter was asked by U.S. News and World Report on August 19th about inflation, the president reiterated, that means he restated, his intention to do without wage and price controls, and again mentioned inflation options that we will pursue, including getting Congress to act on specific costs, deregulating industries, for example, the airlines, and holding down the budget deficit. On a quick political trip to the farm belt of August 14, Carter lashed out at special interest lobbies, naming federal workers and the medical industry, but omitting mention of the wheat, beet, and sugar mass corporation producers whom the administration has been busy helping get price boosts. As for unsafe streets and cities, he said he would put the poor and the black and Asian and Indians in camps, openly admitting that he'll put them right in concentration camps, not allowing them to be in the streets. While inflation has been accelerated, the general movement of the economy has been slowing down. The sum of all goods and services produce the gross national product, GNP as it's called, declined quite a bit in the first quarter of this year, but then picked up a little bit in the second quarter. However, as Fortune magazine noted last month, the balance of risk in the economy has tilted sharply to one side over the past 6 months, the side of recession, leading almost to the depression that we had in 1929. The magazine noted that 23 of 54 recently polled economists believe there would be an outright depression before the end of 1979. That's a lot. It's almost half. This is the world's leading economist in USA. While several others thought there would be a serious slowdown. Each week brings additional